A state contract to provide drug and alcohol treatment to inmates ended at a bad time last year. It delayed services for some that could help prepare them to re-enter the community. At the same time, a controversial state law reduced criminal sentences. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what the state is doing to address the issue.
Drug and alcohol treatment is expected to play an important part in supporting the changes being made to Alaska's criminal justice system. They began after Governor Bill Walker signed Senate Bill 91 in July of last year. The idea is that inmates are less likely to commit crimes in the future if their addictions are treated. But a key state contract to provide treatment with the nonprofit organization Aquila ended on December 31, 2016. The next day, the state increased the use of parole and community supervision outside of jail for offenders.
It was terrible timing for this event to happen. It was exactly the wrong time.
That's Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz, the chairwoman of the House Health and Social Services Committee. She noted that roughly 4 out of 5 inmates have a substance use disorder. Aquila provided treatment in prisons across the state. When the contract ended, state officials say they focused their efforts on 55 prisoners who were in the middle of treatment, using temporary employees to fill the gap. Others had to wait. The state is supposed to be able to treat 240 prisoners at a time with inpatient or intensive outpatient drug treatment. While one new contract was in place on January 1st, 2 others didn't start until December 8th, and other contractors are still looking for workers to operate the programs. Christopher Constant directs grants and contracts for Aquila. He says Aquila decided to end the contract because the state didn't build in any vacation or sick leave for its workers.
We ended up literally underwriting the state's treatment services more than $500,000 in a year from our own revenues, from other programs, right? And so we were stealing from other programs to pay for the state's treatment services.
Constance says Aquila gave the state 6 months' notice that it needed to build more time off for workers into the contract. State officials have a different view of the contract negotiation. Laura Brooks directs health and rehabilitation services for the Department of Corrections. She noted that Aquila had agreed to a similar contract that covered services last year. Aquila gave 1 month's notice that it wouldn't renew its contract for 2017.
I don't think there would ever be a good time for us to lose a substance abuse contract. 80% of our population have substance use issues. And so this is a critical need for our population. So absolutely any time that we are left either without services or face a reduction in services, it's going to affect their transition back to the community.
State officials say the small number of drug treatment providers limited where the state offers treatment. With the loss of Aquila, the state closed the residential treatment program at Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward. Some of those inmates moved to a similar program at Wildwood Correctional Complex in Kenai. The state replaced Aquila with 3 smaller contracts, with the Salvation Army's Clitheroe Center, Cook Inlet Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse, and Norton Sound Behavioral Health.
I'm confident that the contracts that we have now in place are going to be able to provide our offender population with the substance abuse programs and services that they need.
SB 91 is providing an additional $1 million per year for substance use treatment. State officials are still determining how they will use that money to expand drug and alcohol treatment. One step the state has taken is increasing the use of the medication Vivitrol to treat inmates addicted to opioids. Christopher Constant with Aquila says the state isn't doing enough to increase the individual and group counseling that are at the heart of drug treatment. He believes the state will have to increase this treatment if the sentencing changes are going to work.
There wasn't an incremental increase proposed anywhere. So just to me, it's a failed promise, and what the state really needs to do is fulfill the promise, and that's provide community-based support for all of these people they continue to push back out of the institutions that they've created.
Representative Sponholz says that other lawmakers focus too much on the cost savings from SB 91. She says that perhaps the state should have added more substance abuse treatment before implementing the law.
Perhaps those pieces were done out of order, that really we should have sunk a few million dollars on the front end into addiction treatment and then rolled out the sentencing reforms. And instead, we did it the opposite way and are experiencing some backlash as a result.
The state is keeping a close eye on the effectiveness of the expanded use of Vivitrol in treatment. The University of Alaska Anchorage is conducting a study of the medication in corrections. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.